ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग 11th canto, chapter 29, Bhakti Yoga, text 16. Vishrijya smayamanam swam drisham bridam chadaihikim pranamiddandavad bhumau ashwachandala gokaram. Translation: disregarding the ridicule of one's companions, one should give up the bodily conception and its accompanying embarrassment. One should offer obeisances before all, even the dogs, outcasts, cows and asses, falling flat upon the ground like a rod. One should practice seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead within all creatures. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised all devotees to consider themselves lower than a blade of grass and to be more tolerant than a tree. In such a humble position, one will not be disturbed in the prosecution of pure devotional service to the Lord. A devotee does not foolishly think that a cow or an ass is God, but rather the devotee sees the Supreme Lord within all creatures, and on this higher spiritual plane, he does not discriminate. Mukam karo tiva charam pangum anvayate irim yad kripatam aham bande shi gurum dinat aravan paramanam namaravam shri chaitanya ishwari. So disregarding the ridicule of one's companions, one should give up the bodily conception of life and its accompanying embarrassment. It's embarrassing to have a material body, but a soul which is eternal, full of bliss of knowledge, it's an embarrassing situation. To take care of material body, you have to take so much time to take care of the body. So it's embarrassment. So that's why one has to develop tolerance, One has to take care of the body without being attached to the body. As if you have a car, you have to use the car. But you don't embrace and kiss the car. You don't do that. Unless you are mad, crazy or something. But you put oil on the tank, take care of it. Maintenance should go on, but without attachment, When Prabhupada was in Venezuela, some psychiatrists came to speak with him, a group of psychiatrists. So some argument went going on about this. And Prabhupada was challenging them. He was telling them, if there is an accident, car accident, what is more important, to save the car or to save the passenger? They said, both are important. They're trying like, because they are in public platform, they are only after, They say, we as doctors, our main concern is to keep the body 100% in best, in best position, well maintained. Prabhupada said, yeah, we agree, no problem with that. But comparatively, which one is more important? When they said both are important, Prabhupada said, yes, both are important, but comparatively, which one is more important? If you have an accident, car accident, is it damage to the car, which is more important, to save the car or to save the person inside the car? Well, you have to agree, common sense, Otherwise they'll be, crazy. They say, yes, okay. The soul is more important than the body. very good prabhas. They were arguing for them. Prabhupada defeated all their arguments, you know. Prabhupada said the madness, because they were psychiatrists, you know, sometimes they treat, you know, people disturb man. Prabhupada said the madness is not due to the car, but due to the driver. If the driver is crazy, he may smash the car, you know, against the other car or what. So our program, Prabhupada said, is to cure the driver. You take care of the car, that's your business. But our business is to take care of the driver. But the society nowadays, unfortunately, they only care for the car, they don't care for the driver. All the attention is given to the car only. The driver, they don't care. They don't know how to take care of the driver, because they don't even know there is a driver. They think the body is the everything. So that is foolishness. So in Lord Krishna is advising Uddhava that giving up the false ego, identification of the body, and don't care about that some friends will ridicule you because you're giving up all these things. I remember when I joined ISKCON, some of my former friends, they were, you know, laughing at me. Now you can't go to the parties, you know, you can't, you know, smoke or drink and, you know, do this, that, you know, you're dead, you know, finish. They were laughing, you know. And I told them, you are fools, you don't know, I'm getting a better party. The party is going on, but it's another level of party. The spiritual party, it's a higher bliss. We also chanting, dancing, but for the Lord, and the bliss higher. So you can't give up something unless you have something better to replace it. Ram Drishtvani Vartate. That is our philosophy. Artificially, how long you can do? Remember once we were traveling in Venezuela doing book distribution, Sankirtan, and somebody gave us a house to stay, you know, out of kindness. So the neighbors were a group of people who were following some man who found himself an incarnation of Jesus. So he will dress as Jesus, you know, long robes, you know, and long hair, you know, like a guru, you know. So they were all Mayavadis, of course. And so we were having Mangalarti every day, 4:30. So the followers start to, because of the kirtan, they will get up and come to the arti. So the so-called guru was, oh, I'm happy that, you know, you are inspiring my followers to come and, you know, do all this. That's very good. So we're having some conversation. Of course, the devotees smashed the Mayavad philosophy, you know, cut. That they didn't like much. The guru himself was protesting that you are making duality. Everything is one. Don't make duality. I told him, how can you cannot make discrimination? Everything is one, but at the same time different. If you're hungry, you have to eat. How you eat? You have to put the food on your mouth. You don't say, everything is one, I'm going to put the food on my ear. You become thief. You have to go to the hospital. So anyway, he said that I renounced all the world. I had a car, and I threw the car into an abyss. I destroyed the car, gave up everything. I renounced everything. I'm a renounced person. Anyway, 6 months later, I found him in the mall with a tie and a suit, you know, and, hey, executive, you know, the guru. And I approached him, you know, what happened? He said, oh, this is part of my lila now. I'm doing this business thing, you know. He could not maintain his so-called renunciation because he didn't have something better to replace this. It's artificial. Once Prabhupada was shown, the devotee shown Prabhupada the picture on the newspaper, one yogi who came to America, some people give him money, he was saying, he didn't want the money. Prabhupada said, you can take a picture of me with a lot of money, but for Krishna's service. So that is Yukta Vairagya. Yukta Vairagya is higher renunciation. Because you don't give up things because thinking these are material, I don't want. But you think, all this is Krishna's energy, I should engage it in his service. Without attachment that this is mine. Because devotees understand that nothing is mine, everything belongs to the Lord. I'm only a servant. I have nothing. My only possession is Krishna in this world. So that is the proper mentality we have to develop in our Krishna consciousness. And we have to develop also the Madhya Madhikari platform to see the Lord in the heart of every living entity. Kanishtha Adhikari can't see. He only sees Lord in the deity, the temple, bus. He doesn't know sometimes how to treat other devotees or other people. He can't see the Lord is in the heart. We have to treat nicely everyone because offer respect to everyone. If the Lord saying you have to offer even dandavat, obeisance to the dogs and the cows and asses and all this. Not to them, but to the Lord who is in the heart of them. That is the point. That is the point. Even amongst devotees, when we pay obeisances to each other, we are not paying obeisances to the body. We are paying obeisances to the soul and super soul inside the body. Both. You know? So that should be the proper mentality in dealings with each other and respecting each other. So, once, when Prabhupada, I mentioned the other day, Prabhupada visited some Gita group or something in India. They were not having even Krishna's picture in their Gita, you know, group. Only some lamp, picture of some lamp, you know, knowledge, you know, light. So Prabhupada said, chastise them. You know, you're worshipping Gita, but you're not worshipping the speaker of the Gita. What is this contradiction? Who spoke the Bhagavad Gita? You should worship that person. And they challenged Prabhupada. They said, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said that a wise person is Samadarshana. He has equal vision. He sees equally the cow, the chandala, you know, the parya, the dog eater, you know, all equally. And they challenged Prabhupada, what is your Samadarshana? What is your equal vision? Do you have this equal vision? What is your equal vision? And Prabhupada told them, my equal vision is, why only Indians has to have that knowledge of Bhagavad Gita? Why should be restricted only to the Indians? Why not everyone? All over the world they have the same right to know about Krishna and Bhagavad Gita. So that is my equal vision, to give to everyone Krishna consciousness. They couldn't say anything. So in India there's so much hodgepodge going on, you know, mixing different philosophies, and, you know, so much speculation going on in the name of religion. And unfortunately, innocent people, ignorant people are being misled by so many, you know, cheaters. It is said in Shastra that if you put a knife in the hand of a monkey, it is very dangerous. Because you don't know why he may cut somebody, you know, like that. But the wise person, you have a knife, he can cut an apple, offer it to the Lord. You know? So the knife is not bad, but the misuse of it is bad. So if somebody has, it is worse to have little knowledge than no knowledge. Somebody may have a little knowledge and he knows everything. And they spread all their mental speculation, Mayavad philosophy, all this. They only know a little thing. It's better not to know anything. I remember when, before I joined ISKCON, I used to read many books, philosophical books, even Ramayana, Mahabharata, you know, and Upanishads, so different books, all by, you know, Mayavad translation, you know. So, I have a group of friends, and they always look for me for, you know, for philosophy and answer, you know, they took me like, you know, I must study more than them about these things. So one day they asked me, what is your conclusion after reading all these books? I told them I came to the conclusion that we are not this bodies, we are the soul. And the Lord is also within us. And since the Lord is within us, we are the Lord. You are God, I am God, everything is God. Full Mayavadi, you know. Of course, they like it that, oh, that's very nice, we are God, you know. Foolishness. Prabhupada smashed all my ignorance, you know. When I read Sri Upanishad, he smashed all my speculation that we are God. Prabhupada said, if you are God, how can you be suffering? And I was suffering, I went to some surgery. And Prabhupada saying, if you're suffering, how are you a God? So I immediately realized, he's saying the truth. I'm a fool. This people have this saying, what is that saying? Mano seva, Bhagavan seva? So, Narayan seva? Mano seva, Madhava seva. Mano seva, Madhava seva. Foolishness. Man is not God. They think they serve the poor, opening hospital or something, giving some, you know, food or something, that's serving God. No. God is the root of everything. If you want to serve a tree, you put the water on the root, not on the leaves, without putting water on the root. Same way, unless they worship the Lord by hearing, chanting, remembering about the Lord. And the Lord is satisfied, all parts are satisfied. He's the root. But these people, they have the idea that karma is more important than bhakti. You do karma, give charity, this, that, this is more important than chanting and all these things. They are fools. And they are misleading people who follow them. The blind leading the blind, what happened? Both fall in the same ditch. That is the situation in the world, unfortunately. Most of, you know, the devotees of the Lord should have all these facilities to preach. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that the more a person is interested in enjoying the material world, the more intelligence he develops to control the material energy, to deal with the material energy. That's why we see in the West more developed, because they have much interest in enjoying the material world. So they develop intelligence to manage the material energy, you know, to control it, to some extent. But people in India are more, generally speaking, more interested in spiritual life, so they are not so much interested in material development. But now there's everything changing. They want to imitate the, you know, American, European, you know, all these things, you know. So, and we were talking, Chaudhary Prabhu and myself were talking yesterday, that Prabhupada said that why the West is more prosperous than India. The land is more green, they have more money, everything, more facility. Why? If they are meat-eaters and, you know, all these things. Prabhupada explained that these people are ignorant, you know, they don't know. So reaction is less. Those who know the Vedic culture still don't follow, reaction is more heavy. The reaction is worse. So that's why it's more poverty and more suffering, you know, and all these things in India, because they are neglecting. They know, they have the culture there. They're neglecting, the reaction is more heavy. Is it? Okay. So, you have any questions or comments? Okay. I want to thank you again for, you know, being kind to me, allowing me to speak about, you know, the Lord and his pastimes. I was reading yesterday a very nice quote from Prabhupada, that You just go on and speak about Krishna. Doesn't matter your qualification. You don't need qualification. That is your qualification. Only speak the truth according to Shastra Guru Sadhu. Don't change anything. And you speak about that, you get purified. Those who listen to you, they also get purified. Everybody gets benefited. So, and I'm feeling personally, this is completely true. By engaging in this service, you know, Prabhupada gave me this service of preaching, and so lively, so nice. A little austerity is there, traveling, changing climates, food, you know, timing and all these things, the body gets a little, you know, tired, but that's, the soul doesn't get tired of glorifying the Lord. That's our real life, you know. That's real life. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, the only thing you need to preach, what is that? Do you know? Do you have an idea what he said? What he said? The only thing you need to preach, what is that? To be alive. That's the only thing you need, to be alive. A dead person can't speak. Hare Krishna.
Hare Hare. Well, when we are seeing the preaching is going on,
yeah,
the preaching and the application is lacking. What is the reason? When people talking,
yes,
in a practical level, when we go close to them, the application is, I don't know why.
Well, in this world, nothing is perfect. You have to understand that. I mean, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Haridas Thakur, you are so much glorified because you not only preach, but you practice exactly what, you know, everything perfect. So don't expect everybody to be like Haridas Thakur, 100%. So we have to, you know, accept whatever they can give, you know, according to their capacity. The important thing to see if they are trying sincerely. Whatever, you know, imperfection is there, but they're trying sincerely. You know. No duplicity or, you know, ulterior motive or something. That is the bad thing. But if somebody is sincere but have some shortcoming, we should tolerate. You know, he's trying his best, you know. We should, you know, try to see the good. And to overlook a little bit, you know, something just, you know, a little imperfection is there.
No, I'm not saying that, you know, yeah, any fault, you know.
Mm.
What exactly what is, I was trying to come back to this, yeah, the superficially they are knowing.
Yeah.
They're speaking, trying to make understand others, but don't implement in the practical life.
The thing is, we have to see that at least they are trying. At least they are trying. Everybody doesn't have the same samskara or the same, you know, background or cultural background. So sometimes there is some shortcoming. You know, once one devotee was complaining to Prabhupada, you know, about the grihasthas. They are not following properly, this, that, they are eating karmi food, they are not coming, and this and that. And the grihastha were criticizing sannyasi. You know, the sannyasi, what they should have, you know, this, that, they should be renounced. And both criticisms were going on. So Prabhupada stopped the whole thing, you know. He said, stop all this nonsense, you know. And this Kali Yuga, nobody can be perfect sannyasi or perfect grihastha, you know. Try to do the best you can, and try to help each other, don't criticize so much each other, you know. But it's not going to help. Instead of encouraging to improve, discourage. Our duty as devotees is to encourage each other to become better. Not to discourage, oh, you are, you know, have this and that, put you down, you get discouraged. No, we should not do that. We should not discourage anybody. We should try to encourage everybody to be better. And that should be done in a way that people will feel inspired to come up, you know, challenge the challenge. Prabhupada said, the managers in ISKCON should know the art, how to challenge the devotees, and in a nice way, you know, that they could make an effort to come up, you know, to the challenge and try to do more for Krishna, you know, for their spiritual life. So it's an art. And we need, you know, we have a crisis of leadership in ISKCON. We have to agree on that. It's a crisis of leadership. It's not an easy thing.
Yes,
it's not an easy thing. So it's a fact. But Prabhupada said, doesn't mean you have a qualification or a proper, you know. Just do it. Just do it. And by doing it, you will get purified. And by getting purified, you will become better devotee. We can't stop, you know, the thing. We have just to go on and try to do it better. And anything is improved, we should give, you know, some suggestion. You know, positive criticism? What is positive or a constructive criticism is welcome, you know. But not destructive. Destructive means you attack the person, put down. You know? That is not good, you know. That is not good. So we should try like that and properly adjust our mind. But not to be blind or foolish that everything is okay, nothing is wrong. We have to use both eyes, the good eye and bad eye, you know, balance the thing. Balance the thing. Try to see the good. Some bad is also there, maybe, of course. Nobody is perfect in this world. But we have to balance with the good. Some good is also there. Prabhupada said, if you see a spark, a little spark in somebody, an interest for spiritual life, you must find that little spark. And then that spark becomes fire. And you should keep finding it until it becomes stable. The fire can maintain itself. So that's our duty, actually. So this is a big challenge, a big challenge. First of all, most importantly, to know how to deal with each other. Prabhupada said, if we develop this attitude of appreciating others, you know, that will create a Vaikuntha atmosphere. If we learn to appreciate each other. That's so important. The old devotees need encouragement, they need, you know, inspiration. They need spiritual nourishment. Just rules, regulations, is necessary, but we should see the spirit behind all these things. Not to follow just to follow. Sometimes we become a little fanatic. So a fanatical devotee, he only cares for rules and regulations. He doesn't care for people's feeling. You have to follow us. You don't follow your father, us. It's not like that, you know. We have to try to, you know, see good in others and try to help them. Even if they can't follow exactly as I'm following everything. But we should, you know, be compassionate and try to see, you know, how we can encourage. The thing is encouragement. That's the most important thing. And if I see something wrong in all leaders or anybody, that's fine. I mean, Krishna is showing me that I have to be careful not to fall in the same thing. I mean, nobody is free from any tendency, you know. So you have to be careful. I remember some years ago, in Venezuela, one crazy lady sometimes comes to the temple, make disturbance, even we have to call the police sometimes, because it make big scandal, you know, crazy. And Guru Prasanna was with me there, and I was telling him, oh, this woman is so disturbing, this and that. And he said, I pray to Krishna that he will protect me, not becoming mad like that. And I appreciated so much his attitude, you know, compassionate, you know. So we should be like that. We should try. Otherwise, how will we develop the heart of a Vaishnava if we don't develop, you know, compassion for others? This is the first thing Mahaprabhu said, Jivedaya. You know? Jivedaya. Show mercy. Be compassionate. Be tolerant. And be very strict with yourself. That's all right. Yeah, so many things have to be improved in this country. We have no doubt about it, you know. Most importantly, to rise the consciousness, you know. So that's the job of everyone. Not only believers, everyone. All right, I think I have to stop here. We have to leave in a few minutes. I hope by Krishna so desire, let's see, can visit you again maybe next year. Thank you, Chaudhary Prabhu, for inviting me. Uh-huh. being so kind, you know, to give me this opportunity to serve you, all of you, and the devotees here. I was very happy, really. And I admire very much your strictness and sama, you know, which is admirable. Not everybody can maintain like this, you know, the long run, you know. So, you know, I must have the mercy of Radharani to do this, you know. Definitely. Once two devotees were discussing one very important thing. They were saying, one devotee was saying, you have to follow rules and regulations strictly, then the mercy will come. You know? The other devotee said, no. How can you follow anything strictly if you don't get the mercy first? Unless you get the mercy, how can you follow strictly everything? It's not the other way around. So, Kripa must be there, otherwise how can you do
it? Kripa is there, you have to catch the train.
Yes, yes.
Or it is that you are.
Yeah. And mercy can be attracted by our attitude, you know. If we, helpless mood, humble mood, pray to the Lord and ask for help, He will give help.
Abundance of Prabhupada mercy is flowing.
Yes.
It's a renewal that you catch.
We just have to let ourselves be carried by the wave of His mercy, you know.
Yes.
That's all we have to do. Alright, very good. Thank you very much. Prabhupada ki.
Jai
Premanandi.
We also thank you very much on behalf of the Krishna Katha Desh and on behalf of the congregation for inviting me here. Thank you very much for showing us the beauty of the Vaikuntha and showing us the beauty of the life of the devotees. We could see it really through your speech. It is very nice. I do remember your few of your instruction on the anecdote that you have given 5 years before.
Oh.
Many more this time.
Not good memory. I forgot myself.
No. Sometimes we keep quoting whenever you go to different places.
Oh, okay.
I do sometimes. One is, I don't know whether you know or not, you had asked this question in open, please tell me what is most important in bhakti. To do the bhakti, what is most important here? So in the congregation, everybody says that somebody says that mercy, somebody said you need a sadhana, somebody said you have a chance to renew the Lord, somebody said you have to associate Mahaprasad. And you said, yeah, okay, but more than that, more than that, more than that, more than that. You said, no, everything is said. He said, no, more than that. He said, we need life. To do the bhakti, we need life.
Yes.
So it is very nice, very inspiring, and very much. Thank you very much.
Very much. Jai Prabhupada.
Jai Ho.
Lord Premanandi.
Jai Ho.